Good morning. I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. Take you back a few years, or more than a few sometimes. Hope you can stay tuned for the 2 hours. And welcome, particularly if you're visiting the region, such as Boyd from Sydney. I'm going to include some hits from the 1940s and 50s, and in the first part of the program, you'll hear people such as the Andrews Sisters, Chick Henderson, Benny Goodman and Robert Goulet, Rosemary Clooney, and also Bing and his second wife Catherine Crosby will sing a delightful duet.
Come in. Well, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hatcha-do, had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Drop me a letter, I'd have hired a band, and spread the welcome back for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter, and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew coming, I'd have baked the cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hatcha do, hatcha do, hatcha do. Hatcha do, hatcha do.
And you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a hall. Great big hall.
Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh. Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake was sung by Eileen Barton. It reached our hit parades, almost the top of the hit parades in 1950. It was her only hit record in Australia. It was written by Al Hoffman, Bob Merrill and Clem Watts. That was followed by the Andrews Sisters with their hit from 1940, Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh, composition of Ed Rose and Abe Lyman. Harry Barris was a successful singer, songwriter in the late 1920s, early 30s. He was one of Paul Whiteman's original rhythm boys with Bing Crosby and Al Rinker. Harry Barris had a hand in writing the next two songs that you'll hear.
It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine. And you were mine, and you were mine. It was so beautiful, so wonderful. The stars above us shone. We were alone, we were alone. The time was right. The moon was low. I held you tight. How could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine. And you were mine, and you were mine. Nighttime found us, happiness around us. Church bells ringing, day is done. They'll be ringing when we're one. Evening's blessing, you and I caressing. Music, moonlight, melody, only there for you and me. It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine. And you were mine, and you were mine. It was so beautiful, so marvelous, the stars above us shone. We were alone, we were alone. The time was right, the moon was low. I held you tight, how could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine. And you were mine.
plant your feet on the Mississippi line. Dip, bop, dip, doop, dip, doop, dip, dump. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. They make a sound by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow, chewing on a cud when the people beat their feet on the Mississippi line. I listen to them play it. Boy, they really play it. Reep-boom, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Man, that music kills me, and it kind of chills me. Rap down 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 down.
It Was So Beautiful was written by Harry Barris and Arthur Freed in 1932. It was sung by Buddy Clark in a broadcast for the Armed Forces Radio Service in the USA in 1947. And then Mississippi Mud. Harry Barris and Jimmy Cavanagh wrote that one, and I play a recording by Frank Traynor's Jazz Preachers, a Victorian band, recorded in the 1970s, and the vocalist was Frank Traynor, who was also the lead trumpet player. The song had been written back in 1927.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical It brings back a merry evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. They begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. Divine, what rapture serene, till clouds come along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. remember when they begin the Big East. Oh, yes, when they begin the Big East, make them great. Till the stars that will never flow return above you. Till you whisper to me one. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the Big East.
Cole Porter's Begin the Big East was recorded in London in 1939 by Chick Henderson, and Chick was accompanied by the orchestra of Joe Loss in a brilliant arrangement, I thought. Moonglow, recorded by Benny Goodman's quartet in the mid-1930s. It featured Benny Goodman on clarinet and Lionel Hampton on vibraphone. Here's a song that was introduced in 1933 in a motion picture, which happened to be the Hollywood debut for Fred Astaire after he had moved from Broadway to Hollywood, although he didn't have anything particularly to do with this song.
Everything I have is yours, you're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all. The more I'm with you, the more I can see my love is yours alone. You came and captured a heart that was free. Now I've nothing left I call my own. Everything I have is yours, oh, you're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all.
Everything I Have Is Yours, written by Burton Lane and Howard Adamson for a MGM motion picture titled The Dancing Lady. It was released in November in 1933. In the film, it was sung by Art Jarrett to, Joan Crawford, I think, yes. Sang to Joan Crawford. That vocal that you heard was by Ruth Etting.
I wonder why I spend the lonely night just dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, And now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are shining bright, oh, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will always remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's sweet refrain.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was. It's grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. Didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes.
Nat Ganella and his Georgians recorded what was undoubtedly Hoagy Carmichael's best-known composition, Stardust, lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. And I Didn't Know What Time It was sung by Jane Morgan. That was featured in a RKO film called Too Many Girls in 1940. It had been introduced in a Broadway show some years beforehand. Yesterday is the anniversary of the birth of the American singer Robert Goulet. Enjoy one of his recordings.
moonbeam summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow? Or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so. Springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so. Oh, no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
Robert Boulay sang If Ever I Would Leave You, just as he sang it on the original Broadway cast of Camelot, where he played the role of Lancelot. And the music was written by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. Introduced him Broadway in 1960, and the other members of the distinguished cast were Julie Andrews and Richard Burton. Here are a couple of songs from a 1936 motion picture called Born to Dance.
To grant me just the same. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you. 'Cause I've got you. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
I've Got You Under My Skin, recorded in 1982 by Rosemary Clooney, and Easy to Love, that was a Canadian singer, Maureen Forrester, with John Appen on the piano accompanying her. Both songs written by Cole Porter for a 1936 MGM motion picture, Born to Dance.
I memorize moments that I'm
runneth over with love. In only a moment we both will be old. We won't even notice the world turning cold. And so in this moment, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over.
Bing Crosby and his second wife Catherine sang My Cup Runneth Over, and the Dave Brubeck Quartet played Maria from West Side Story. The alto sax was by Paul Desmond.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon the kiss. sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Oh, give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Hey, leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances and making believe they're true. Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Oh, give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream.
Kalmar and Harry Ruby wrote A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and Ricky May sang it.